Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine, sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Hey girl, welcome to a new episode of the Fearless Mujer. I am so excited that you're hanging out with me. Thank you so much for joining me for another cup of virtual cafecito. I truly am thankful and grateful for each Fearless Mujer who tunes in, who, you know, hangs out with me every time. So I just want to say thank you. I'm so grateful that you are part of this community and sisterhood, because the Fearless Mujer goes beyond a podcast. It is truly a huge community and sisterhood. And I am just so honored because I know that every time an episode airs, there's a Fearless Mujer out there who's either taking her kids to school, driving herself to work or school, going for her walk, doing dishes, maybe cooking dinner. I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe you're at the gym. But I just want to say thank you for hanging out with me all the time. Like, I am so grateful. Now, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, let me introduce myself. My name is Micaela. I am the founder of Fearless Mujer. I am an empowerment coach for Latina women because I truly love to help Latinas free themselves from the beliefs that hold them back so they can reclaim their confidence. And I'm just so honored that you're here. However you found this podcast, let me just say, girl, you have a seat at this table, okay? This is beyond the podcast, like I said. If you ever felt alone, if you ever felt like you don't belong, girl, you don't have to feel that way here, because everybody's story is important here. Everybody's story matters. You have a seat at this table. So if you've ever been rejected, girl, you won't be rejected here. And this is just a place where we all, you know, consider it like you're at your favorite coffee shop or you're at your friend's house and you're having coffee. And that's what we do. That's what the Fearless Mujer is. Now, before I forget, and before I dive into this episode, let me just let you know that I am so excited because the Fearless Mujer podcast is turning 1 year old. Yes. Okay. I started this podcast a year into a whole different podcast that I had, but I felt a pull and I just felt led to start the Fearless Mujer podcast because I really just felt that I needed to speak to my Latina sisters. And so I started this podcast last year on December 5th. And that's when it first launched. So in honor of the 1 year podcast anniversary of the Fearless Mujer, on Friday, December 3rd, I want you to join me for a podcast celebration from 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. Girl, we're going to have a virtual taco party. Yes. Okay, listen, you guys know I love tacos, right? And we had just a few weeks ago, we had cafecito, tacos, and amigas night. And it was so fun, but it was so cool. All the mujeres who jumped on were amazing. I mean, we had a meaningful conversation. These mujeres were so authentic and transparent. And it's such a beautiful thing when, as mujeres, we can just lift each other up, right? No competition, no tearing down, just lifting each other up. It is such a beautiful thing. And to have that kind of sisterhood is, I mean, there's no words. It's a special thing. So come join me for a virtual taco party. If you love to speak your mind, I know you do because you're a fearless mujer. This party is a place to be. Come share your favorite episodes with the podcast community. We're going to have some meaningful conversations with like-minded women, and I'm going to have a giveaway. So you have to register for this party because that's how you're going to be able to enter the giveaway. Now, how do you enter the giveaway? You have to register. So the link for that is rebrand.ly/fearlessmujerparty. I'll have the link in the show notes. It'll take you right there, and then you'll be all registered and all set. There's also going to be, ready? I wish I had a drum roll, but you're going to have a sneak peek of the new course for Empowered Latinas. So I'm super excited, you guys. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and you're going to be the first to have a sneak peek of that. So bring your cafecito, bring your glass of wine, bring your tacos. If you cooked them, if you didn't, if you bought them, girl, it's all good. Just come join me. Today, I want to ask you a question. Okay, I really just want to ask you, are you holding yourself back because of beliefs that are not serving you? Are you being held back because of beliefs that are false beliefs? So today, I am going to be talking about limiting beliefs. What are they? Why are they important? And why am I talking about this? Listen. Limiting beliefs, I talk about this a lot, and I don't think I've dedicated like a full episode to this. I did talk about having a scarcity mentality, which is important because that is a limiting belief, right? A scarcity mentality or a poverty mentality is really rooted from a limiting belief. A limiting belief that makes you feel that, oh, if you invest in yourself, you're going to not have money. You shouldn't do that. You're going to have it. It's just like this fear that gets instilled inside of you. And so when you have limiting beliefs, it's really hard to understand why sometimes you feel stuck or you feel held back. And then you might feel frustrated. And so what happens sometimes is that you might listen to a podcast, you might listen to a motivational speaker, or you might watch like a really inspiring movie or read a book that really pumps you up. So you're like super excited and you're pumped up and you get really motivated for a little while. Like it could be for a few weeks, it could be, you know, for a few days or even a few months. You get really excited and you're just so pumped up, but then all of a sudden it just goes away. Now, I'm not saying that people never get discouraged, that motivated people never get discouraged. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you have this rush, this high of motivation, and then it's just gone. And maybe this happens a lot, and you're like, dang, I don't know what's going on with me. So that happens because of the limiting beliefs. Because the limiting beliefs cause us to compare ourselves. It causes us to believe lies. These false beliefs become lies that are deeply rooted. And a lot of them came from our upbringing. So what are limiting beliefs? They're false beliefs. They stop you from pursuing your goals and your dreams. And they stop you from walking in your purpose. Now, some people think that, well, I don't really know my purpose, or I don't have a purpose, which is a limiting belief, because everybody has a purpose, right? Everybody has gifts and talents. And as you set your goals and as you pursue your dreams, you will begin to see your purpose unfold. It's different for everyone. And what limiting beliefs do is tell you what you can and can't do. And it's kind of like, have you ever been driving? And I've shared this before. Have you ever been driving and you see a sign that says road blocked or detour or something like that? Well, that's a problem because now that becomes a stumbling block to where you're going. And that's what happens when you're trying to pursue your goals and pursue your dreams, but there always seems to be a stumbling block. There always seems to be something that's stopping you. And so a lot of times when we don't catch that, a lot of times when we don't understand that, our vision and our perception of where we're going is so distorted. It's so blurry. It's unclear. And a lot of times we can become resentful. So limiting beliefs really are something that we have to do the hard work. And when I mean hard, I don't mean that, oh my God, this is so hard, right? Like it's rocket science. It's not. It's really all about sitting down with yourself and working through some of the things that hold you back and working through how to begin to recognize and identify these beliefs. Because a lot of these beliefs, as an empowerment coach, and my own experience, and from working with other women, I've understood that these beliefs a lot of times come from the way we were conditioned, from our upbringing, from, you know, the things that were said to us, because the people around us, the grown-ups in our life, influenced how we see the world. We heard certain things. And when you're a little kid, you don't always know what's wrong. You don't always know what's right. When you're a little kid, you sometimes think that all the adults are right. Because sometimes if you were around narcissistic adults or controlling adults or manipulative adults, they made you think that they're right. You can't argue with them, right? So when you're a child, it's really hard to understand what's right, what's wrong. And sometimes you don't have the freedom or flexibility to voice your opinion. So a lot of times with adults, right, think about when you were growing up and maybe your mom or dad had some fears or some doubts. And because of that, they projected that onto you. Like, I grew up in the hood, so sometimes we drove by another neighborhood and, you know, what did they say? Oh, lock the doors because there's thieves around here. But like, how do you even know that there's thieves around here, right? You don't know the people that live here. I mean, hey, if we were really in a worse neighborhood than our neighborhood, then yeah, there are probably thieves there. But inflicting that fear into a child, it's like now you're projecting your fear into that child, right? So that's what I'm referring to. And so when people, the grown-ups in your life, the adults, your parents, your grandparents, your tios or tias, project their fears onto you and their views onto you, now you have a certain view of the way life works or how you think it works. And so we talked about last time on the last episode about like having scarcity mentality. And how maybe you want to start a business, but you're scared. Maybe you want to invest in yourself, but you're scared because you have a fear that, oh my gosh, like I'm going to run out of money. I probably shouldn't do that. I'm probably going to fail. And so do you ever really challenge your thoughts? Who said that you're going to fail? Okay, maybe you will. But what if you don't? You never know if you don't do it. But if you stop yourself before you even start, do you ask yourself why? So if you ever heard anybody in your family, like just think back to when you were little, did you ever hear anyone in your family say, no tenemos dinero, no hay dinero para eso? You know, that's a big risk. I can't do that. And now maybe you've adopted that same kind of thinking that you can't do that, that there's never enough money. Maybe you're always checking your bank account to make sure your money didn't go anywhere, right? So I'm not a money expert, you guys, but I'm simply telling you a way that limiting beliefs manifest. And it is so deep and so complex. The scarcity mentality is just one part of it. Because it really manifests in different ways. So I want to ask you another question. Because this is something that I used to struggle with. And I know this is something that other women struggle with because they've messaged me. You guys message me quite often and you guys reach out to me, and I love that. So if you ever need to reach out to me, if you want to leave me a voice message, DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, girl, I'm here. Okay. I will respond to you. I promise. Now, if you ever need to tell me how an episode helped you or just whatever, if you need to get something off your chest because you're going through a lot, I'm here for you. You're part of this bigger community. So this one is for you moms out there. Have you ever felt selfish because you want to invest in yourself or you want to do something for yourself? If you are a mom, and I used to do this, okay, so I get it. I'm not judging you, but maybe you want to invest in yourself. And I've said this before, so you've probably heard me talk about this, but maybe you want to invest in yourself, but you're like, no, I probably shouldn't do that because, you know, the kids want XYZ. I'm selfish because I'd rather do this for myself than for them. Look, have you ever asked yourself, well, why do I think I'm selfish? Why do I even have this thought? Because if you want to do something for you, then you should. You can give yourself the permission to do something for you. And it doesn't make you selfish because you are still a person. Beyond your titles, beyond the fact that you are a mother or whatever it is, beyond that, you're still a person. You're still a woman, right? You're still a mujer. There is a whole person inside of you beyond your children. So there's nothing wrong for wanting to do something for yourself or buy something for yourself. Now, I'm not saying don't feed your kids. Of course, you got to feed your kids. You got to take care of them. But if they're good, they're taken care of, it's okay for you to do something for yourself. And know this too, that if you don't invest in yourself, girl, you're not going to grow, right? Okay, you got to put some skin in the game when it comes to growing. And that could look like anything. That could look like going to school. That could look like, hey, maybe you want to join some kind of mentoring program, whatever it is, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of different things. Maybe you want to go to cosmetology school, or maybe you want to start a business. So what happens though, when you have the limiting belief, that's the limiting belief that's like, you're selfish. And it becomes a lie, and you believe the lie that you're selfish. And then when you are like kind of suppressing that feeling or that want, that desire to, hey, I really want to go to school. Or, hey, I really feel that, I don't know, maybe you want to go to get your real estate license, right? It looks different for everyone. Maybe you want to start a t-shirt business. Whatever it is for you, whatever's going to grow you, whatever that thing is, I can't say what it is because it looks different for everyone. But whatever that is, if you hold on to the lie that says, oh, you're so selfish because you want to do fill in the blank, you will become so resentful and so unhappy because you are kind of shutting down what you really want. And it's okay to put others first. I love to serve my family, you guys. I really, really do. My husband has been here after being on the road for a whole month. And I just love, I don't know about you guys, but I find cooking so therapeutic. I really do. I'm in the zone when I'm cooking. I don't want anyone to bother me. I turn on the iPad, I put it on a show or whatever. I just like to watch a movie while I'm cooking, whatever it is. And I start cooking. And I made tacos al pastor today. Girl, I'm not playing when I tell you that I love tacos. But I made tacos al pastor and some guacamole salsa. I love to cook, okay? When I'm in a good mood. But listen, I love to serve my family. That's one of my gifts. But if you are neglecting yourself because you're serving everyone else, then you have to kind of check yourself. Then you have to kind of analyze, what is it? What's going on? Because if you're on autopilot and you're serving everybody else and you're doing everything for everyone else and you never take the time to ask yourself, what do you want? What are you really doing for yourself? It is not selfish, okay? Because you are important. You are a person. You matter. And if you're a mom and a wife, or you have a job where you have a very huge, like you have a lot of responsibilities and a lot on your plate, it is so important that you make space for yourself, that you make time for yourself. It is not selfish. When we allow limiting beliefs to rule over us, when we allow limiting beliefs to take control, we will start to compare ourselves to other women. And I'm going to tell you about another lie. The it's not for me lie. Maybe you're on social media. You're scrolling. Maybe someone you know got a house. Maybe they got a car. I don't know. Maybe they just got married. Or started a business, wrote a book. I don't know what it is. And you're like, wow, she's so smart. She's amazing. She's so smart. She's so pretty. Wow, she did that, but that's not for me. I could never do that. If you've ever said that to yourself, I want you to know that you are believing a lie. You are believing a false belief. It is a lie. To say that that's not for you, to say that you could never do that, that is a lie. And if you have ever said that, and if you believe that, I want you to really dig deep and ask yourself, who said that to me? Or who did I like hear say that? Did I hear my mom say that? Did I watch that? Was that belief modeled to me that, oh, it's not for me? If you don't recognize and identify how these beliefs manifest in your life, you are going to be walking in straight up lies. And look, I love you. And because I love you, I have to go there. What you think about yourself shapes who you are. It shapes the choices that you make for yourself. It shapes and dictates whether you grow and whether you allow yourself to truly evolve into the mujer that you're meant to be, because there's more to you. We are constantly evolving. What you believe about yourself matters. And if you do not begin to recognize and interrupt these limiting beliefs and how they manifest in your life, it's going to be really hard for you to pursue your goals and your dreams. And it's going to be really hard for you to reclaim your confidence and walk in boldness. It's time for you to reclaim your confidence, truly. And you see, no one can do that but you. When we are allowing the limiting beliefs to lord over us and control us, there is this pressure that we're never free. And I say this from my own experience. When you allow the limiting beliefs to overpower you, then it's going to be so hard to be that confident woman that we are supposed to be, that we are meant to be. Because listen, we have a very high responsibility. The responsibility to pave the way for future generations. If we don't show our daughters and our sisters and our nieces how to be strong women, how to be bold women, how to be emotionally healthy women, who is going to show them? For those of you out there who have grown up in dysfunction and chaos and in a toxic environment, and you have grown up and you're an adult now, and you've had to unlearn some things. Isn't it hard to have to unlearn something and learn something all over again? Isn't it hard to, when you come to that place where you're like, dang, I don't have to react like that. I can actually communicate. Or when you come to that place where you have to start doing some healing because of all the trauma you experienced. Now, what if there had been somebody who took you by the hand and showed you? Well, Leti, Marissa, Micaela, Sofia, whatever your name is, girl. I don't know who's listening, but hey, shout out. Wouldn't it be so beautiful if someone took you by the hand at some point in your life and said, hey, girl, this thing that you believe, oh, that's not for you. Or this thing that you believe that you're selfish, or this thing that you believe about yourself, that you're stupid, that you're a failure, that you never do anything right. This thing that you believe about yourself, that you're damaged goods, that you're not smart enough or good enough, limiting beliefs. Wouldn't it have been so freaking amazing if someone began to show you how to expose these beliefs? It would have for me. It would have been amazing. I would have been so freaking grateful to have that. It probably would have helped me, I don't know, done the things that I'm doing now way sooner. So it's so important that even though it's hard, you do the heart work, the inner heart work, so that you can be the one that paves the way for the future generations of your family, the future generations of women, for your daughters. So you can show them that they don't have to walk around with wounds that have not healed, that they don't have to walk around believing lies about who they are, that they don't have to walk around with invisible labels, carrying the words, the negative words and the ugly words that others have spoken over them. So limiting beliefs, girl, we got to destroy them. We have to, because they will ruin your life if you don't. And I just want you to know that if you're saying it's not for me, girl, it's for you if you want it. I believe that each mujer has been created with a purpose. You have a bigger purpose than what you could ever imagine. But a lot of times we're too scared to step into what that thing is. And you don't know overnight. You don't know right away what that is. It takes time. But as you take the baby steps, you set those baby goals, right? You can begin to move closer towards that bigger dream. So I wanted to make this episode because there's so many mujeres who have bigger dreams, but maybe they have a lot of ideas. Maybe they have a lot of goals. And when you have too many ideas, it's hard to really focus on one thing. You got to focus on one thing that you're aiming for. If you're going to be that woman that you envision, that you desire to be. Because if you feel like there's more for your life and you feel like you have more potential than what you're actually living out, then girl, you got to do something about that, right? Because that was one of my fears. What if I never reach the potential of who I'm supposed to be? And I know there's a lot of mujeres out there with the fear of never reaching their potential. And I can tell you right now, girl, if you got these limiting beliefs, if you are believing lies about yourself, you will not reach your potential, okay? And I'm going to share something with you. I've shared this before, and I think it's so important because it taught me a big lesson, okay? Leave it up to nature or like life experiences to like teach you a big lesson. But it taught me a big lesson. So when we lived in Illinois and we had just bought our house, I live in Texas now, you guys. Weather's much nicer, except in the summer. It was so freaking hot. I didn't want to go outside. But we had just bought our house. And for you homeowners, you know, pulling weeds out is a pain in the butt. So we started pulling weeds out. And it is so hard. Okay. I had no idea it was that hard because here I am trying to pull the weed out and then it, you know, rips and you still have the root. And it's so hard to take it out, but you got to take it out because the weed sucks up all the nutrients, all the water, and your flowers or your plants never get any of it. It just eats it up. And it kills your plants and it kills your flowers. And I remember that I don't even know what it was. I thought it was like a little tree or like a little bush, some kind of weird thing in the middle of some rocks. And it was so annoying. It was like kind of dry and just so annoying. And I remember telling my husband, because every time I pulled into the driveway, there it was, reminding me that, hello, I'm dying, right? And I remember telling my husband, babe, just kill that or take it out. Just pull it out of there. And he's like, no, it's probably a rose bush. There's probably something growing. I'm like, just take it out. So I remember one morning, I think we took the kids to school or we went somewhere. We just kind of started, we noticed there was like kind of like a vine wrapped around it and he started kind of unwrapping it. So together we started to take it off and then he pulled it out. I don't even know how long it was, you guys. I don't know. I have no idea. But I started to notice something kind of like beginning to grow, like a little, I guess like a little bulb. I'm not a expert on plants. They always die. But it started to grow. And in time, guys, I'm not even kidding. There were like two red, like so red, like that pretty lipstick red, okay? So pretty. They smelled so good and they were so beautiful. And I'm like, wow. I was getting ready to kill this rose bush just because I didn't want to deal with it. And what I understood was this freaking weed was choking the heck out of this rose bush. This freaking weed was killing it. This weed was stealing its sunlight, probably its water. It was just suffocating it because the way it was wrapped around it was so tight. Like you had to be careful the way you took it off because it would have, you know, messed up the whole thing. And so why did I share that with you? Because girl, you are this rose bush. I'm not saying you're dying, okay? That is not what I'm saying. I would not say that. But are your dreams dying? Are your goals dying? Are your aspirations dying? Is your future self dying? Because that weed that was suffocating the rose bush, that wasn't allowing it to grow, to bloom, to get its nutrients, that weed that made me think that this rose bush was dead and shouldn't even be there was like a lie, like a limiting belief. What the lies and the limiting beliefs do to our goals and our dreams. You are meant to live a life that blooms. You are meant to bloom, to shine, to reach your full potential. You are not meant to live a life where you feel inadequate, where you doubt yourself constantly, where you feel insecure, like you don't belong, like you don't fit in. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I shouldn't act like that. Nope, that's not for me. I shouldn't do that. Girl, You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are valuable, no matter what has happened to you. Because, girl, I could go so deep into the limiting beliefs. For those of us who have experienced abuse of any kind, physical, sexual, you've experienced trauma. People have freaking hurt you and abused you. For those of us who have grown up that way, and we began to believe lies early on that told us we were garbage, we were worthless, we were unloved, we were damaged goods. For those of us who began to see ourselves that way at a very early age, we begin to believe a lie that tells us that we are purposeless, that we truly have no purpose. And girl, this is the biggest lie. The lie that tells you that you don't belong. The lie that tells you that you aren't even like meant to be here. There's nothing for you. The lie that tells you that your voice doesn't matter, that your story doesn't matter, that, oh, if people only knew what you did, they really wouldn't like you. Girl, that is a lie. And the purposeless belief, the purposeless limiting belief has been deeply rooted from rejection, from childhood neglect, from childhood abuse. I believe that. Look, I'm not a limiting beliefs expert, but I am someone that has experienced her own, that has had to overcome her own limiting beliefs, has had to overcome and rewrite those lies, and has helped other women do that. If at a young age you started to believe that you were unloved, that you were just in the way, that you were a punching bag, that you don't even matter, it's time to release that. It's time to stop holding on to that. You do not have to own that. The lies. You don't have to embrace them anymore. So when you get a chance, I want you to just write on a piece of paper. Just write, I won't take ownership of the lie that tells me I'm purposeless. I release it. There's power in writing things that you're releasing. So these beliefs, these lies, have to be pulled out because they are like weeds that will kill your dreams. And girl, I love you. I don't want you to feel suffocated. Now, maybe you're like, I don't have limiting beliefs, Micaela. That's okay. If you have worked through this, if you don't have limiting beliefs, I encourage you to share this episode with someone who may. Someone who might doubt herself a lot, or someone who you see a lot of potential in. I invite you to share this episode with her. And for the woman who's already done this, girl, let me send you a virtual hug, because I know how hard it is to come face to face with knowing and being aware that, wow, I've been believing things about myself that aren't very nice or good or healthy for me. So I just want you to know that I love you, girl. And I hope this episode encouraged you today. And don't forget that you have a seat at this table, that you are worthy, and that I love you. I truly do. And so you have a wonderful day, and I will see you at the taco party. God bless. Hey girl, wasn't that episode so empowering and inspiring? Hey, do me a favor, share this episode with the women in your life, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. You can share this episode with your amigas by texting them the link, posting it on social, and you can also tag me in your stories on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'll make sure to give you a shout out. Hey, guess what? I am currently building the Fearless Mujer Network, and I would love for you to come be a founding member. It is a more intimate space where you will get exclusive resources, coaching, mentoring, giveaways, and so much more. You can come be a part of that network by going to rebrand.ly/Fearless Mujer Network. And if you missed that link, don't worry, it's in the show notes. It'll take you right there. Hey, If you have been looking for more support, you need clarity when it comes to pursuing your goals and your dreams. Maybe you have a lot of ideas, or maybe you feel a little bit held back. Wherever it is that I can serve you, I would love to be there to guide you, to support you. So connect with me. Schedule a 30-minute cafecito and connection call with me. You can go to fearlessmujer.com, click on coaching, and you'll find a link that'll take you straight to my calendar. So go ahead and connect with me. You can also find that link in the show notes. And hey, if you haven't left a review for the Fearless Mujer podcast and you have Apple, go ahead and leave me a review. Let me know that you're loving this podcast. All right, girl, God bless.